One other interesting or before we go weiter, and this is also in the Iyun Yaakov. So the Iyun Yaakov says that Mar Ukva reached out to Rabbi Lazar twice. The first time he reached out to him, so Rabbi Lazar quoted the pasuk, "Amarti Eshmer Drachem Mechatoy Belshoyni Eshmer Lefi Machzim Ba'id Rosh Leneg." The second time he reached out to him, he quoted a different pasuk, "Doim LaHashem VeHischoy Loloi." But he says, if you look carefully in the Gemara, the first time he reaches out to him, he wrote it to him. Sirdeit v'kosavle, did Rabbi Lazar, amarti eshmer darki. The second time, he didn't write to him. Sholachle, he sent him. In fact, the Lashon of the Gemara is, hadavar yatzam ipi Rabbi Lazar. It doesn't sound like he wrote it. It sounds like he simply said it, right? There's no mention of sirtut as it relates to the second pasuk. Zokti in Yaakov. The reason is because there's a special koyach that a chacham has with his mouth. And kilus chacham afilu al atnai could be poil grace zachin. Rabbi Lazar wanted that this should play itself out, and it's for that reason the second time he didn't write it. The second time he said it. Dikte gloy ma yotze mipi Rabbi Lazar. Ki kilulosoi v'dibr shal tamud chacham oyser roishin. V'lochein bepam shenis loy k'toni sirteit v'kosavle. Ela shenrotzo loy markein bepiv. He wanted to say it. Al yidei shlucha, interesting. Maybe by memsun l'shliach. Kidei sheyochel olav kilulasai, because he understood that if he's going to say it with his mouth, like this is going to be a klala, the kalahavin, and it's pashut. That's the chilik. That the first time it's a kasavle. The second time it was amarle, because Rabbi Lazar said, let's try to do this the nice way. But if it's not working the nice way, then we're going to have no choice. We're going to have to do this the other way. What came to mind is a line in the Chavos Yara that we spoke about when we learned Masechtas Nazir. It's just kedai to speak out this line again. The Chavos Yara is discussing if somebody makes a shvua b'ksav, somebody writes a shvua sviras omer b'ksav, a little davar be'itoy still, is it considered a sphere, as it considered a shvua? So the Chavos Yara says one line. He says, "V'yodati b'maylas hadibur." Says, "I know about the maylas hadibur." Shu geder ha'adam chay medaber u'ketargel manefesh chaya. V'kamo his oiris yoir adam mehevel piv l'tevel amutov. And how careful does a person have to be before a word comes out of his mouth? Mikol makoim le'inyan kiyum davar lo yigara koyach ksiva midibur. But as much as I'm aware of the koyach hadibur, I don't think there's enough gemina between the koyach hadibur and the koyach ksiva. This Iyun Yaakov is clearly suggesting that there is a maila in Koyach HaDibur versus Koyach HaKsiva.